This winter has already been one for the record books, and there are still many weary weeks to go. Given that, this morning we're introducing something we're calling the Snow Frustration Index. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman came up with this, admittedly subjective measure, when we sent him out to find out how people are holding up under the weight of this winter's weather. Bruce returned with a story about a priest, a professor, and a plow driver, plus a few other readings on the Snow Frustration Index.
As I headed to downtown Boston, before I even had a chance to ask anyone else about their Snow Frustration Index, mine was rising.
Well, I slip-slided my way on the sidewalk to get to the bus stand, only to find out that it hasn't been shoveled out. Four buses went right past me. Now I've been waiting half an hour, and a snowplow has just come and sprayed me with all this gunk. This is really frustrating.
This has been the winter of our discontent, filled with dead car batteries, stalled public transit, kids staying home from school days on end in endless traffic. It's taken its toll on one and all. William Birnbach sums it up succinctly.
It just sucks. It really does. Like, I've never seen this much snow, you know?
On a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest, Birnbach reports he's a 7, maybe an 8 on the Snow Frustration Index. A Berklee School of Music student, Birnbach was waiting and waiting for a bus in Kenmore Square because the above-ground B-line train was out cold for the day. It's warmer at the theater ticket kiosk in Copley Square. Laura Menzies sits inside, but she's actually in worse shape.
I think I'm on about a 9, waiting for the train, going to a garage to park all the way across the city. But it's so much worse because it's also really cold.
Menzies has a personal prescription to lower her high snow frustration index.
I try to stay home as much as possible and watch a lot of crappy television, reality TV, and drink wine. That's what I do.
Does it work?
For the moment, until I have to go back out again.
What works for some people doesn't work for other people.
Paul Rosenblatt knows about snow and frustration. He's professor emeritus at the University of Minnesota and author of the research paper, The Meaning of Cabin Fever. He says, keep busy.
This is a time of year in Minnesota where some people get their seed and garden catalogs for the year and start thinking, well, what can I do with this flower bed?
Professor Rosenblatt even suggests that preparing your taxes can lower your snow frustration index. And he says to keep in mind that winter weariness doesn't just affect individuals.
Part of what's so difficult about it is what it does to relationships. And if several people in a family or a household have cabin fever, or in a workplace have cabin fever, it's not an easy place to be.
I think being together with other people is always what pulls us up out of the doldrums and the winter blahs.
Patrick Ward, associate rector for worship at Trinity Church in Copley Square, an 8.5 on the Snow Frustration Index, has a different point of view. During these dark days of winter, he finds solace not just in scripture, but in community.
And we got about 230 people to come here to worship. The flakes were flying on Saturday night, but there they were. And that's the whole idea behind what people call organized religion. You know, the idea is this is something we do together. But it's also immensely beautiful. When you look out, it shows to you the awesome power at work under nature.
There's also the awesome power of a 966 Caterpillar loader to reduce the snow frustration index for pedestrians and drivers. Plow operator Rob Colburn came here from New Milford, Connecticut to help clear city streets, and even Boston drivers don't faze him.
They've been all right. I haven't had too much trouble yet. You know, I'm a lot bigger than a lot of the vehicles anyway, so I'm not really too scared.
So on a scale from 1 to 10 in frustration, where do you rank?
Me? I'm really not too frustrated. Probably half. We'll call it a 5. Well, you know, drink some coffee and go with the flow.
And stop complaining, says Bob Yearwood. He's a security guard at Trinity Church and projects a snow frustration index of 0.
And best thing is, have a good attitude about it, okay? Because next year you'll be crying, oh, there's no snow. What am I going to do with winter but no snow? So give it up. Summer's coming. And don't go to Florida and chicken out.
And while you're at it, do your taxes. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.